Today is Monday, May the 5th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Silence the Shame Day. It's also Cinco de Mayo, or if you're in Spain, it's Cinco de Mayo, I think. I could be wrong about that. Maybe I'm thinking Italy. Anyway, Cinco de Mayo. It's also National Astronaut Day, Melanoma Monday, ooh, fun stuff, and National Hoagie Day. Yeah, I'll end with that one. It's all, I'll give you a bonus one. It's National Totally Chipotle Day. Well, I would like to thank Daniel Brewer for stepping in and doing an admirable job stepping into my show. He always does segments and has, oh, we're going to have an AI tip of the day. And he does bits and he, I don't know, all of this stuff. He practically has bumpers now when he's on there, which is great. But then when I'm back, I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do to live up to what Daniel did? But then I was thinking about it, and we just have two different styles of podcasting, which is fine. Not really even two different styles, just he has some things that he does, I have some things that I do. And this show, I just leave as a free-flowing show of ideas. That's all it is. I'm just an ideas man. That's what it is. Well, we do have some contact, at least the one from Leo. Also, I know Leo probably won't do it because Daniel is so convinced that Leo hates him, and Daniel is very sensitive and thinks that things are about him. I can't really talk. I think the same thing about myself. So Daniel and I are very similar in that, in our low self-esteem. But Daniel is convinced that Leo hates him. So he's like, oh, I'm not even going to read this. So anyway, Leo, I know you're not going to write in and say, oh my God, I love Daniel. I just don't like the format of the mix or something, because you're going to let him think that you hate him. But I don't know. It doesn't have to be that Leo hates Daniel, right? So this message is from Leo. He says, hi, I'm sure it's saved in your contacts already, but it's Leo. Yes, it is Leo. Oh, these may seem like a long time in, but I type these. Okay, wait a minute. I think this is getting cut off. It is getting cut off. So let's see if I can redo the word wrap. I want to wrap text. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. hi, I'm sure it's saved, blah, blah, blah. Okay. These may seem like a long time to type in, but I type these as I go and then copy paste. I may be a year or two older than you, but my fingers still work and I often do voice to text. I'm sure you don't remember why I mentioned this, but you made a comment about how it must take me a long time to write these. I mean, I can imagine saying that, Leo. Beginning the random content now, runners prevent chafing their nips by using Band-Aids or stickers to cover them. Yeah, I know, but whatever time I did it, I did not know that was a thing. I didn't even know that your nipples would chafe, something. You mentioned feeling like you need a firefighter when pooping. Am I the only one that likes that feeling after eating chili peppers and going to the bathroom and the next day when you remember what you ate? It makes me feel like I pooped a lot more than I did and I feel 20 pounds lighter. So you're saying you like fire in the hole? That's what you're saying? You're probably one of those. So I think they make, at least at one point, I saw lube where the lube has a little bit of a heat in it. And so when you use it, as you thrust, it heats up. And I always thought that must feel just like it feels the day after I eat Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich or whatever. Anyway, well, good for you, Leo. I don't enjoy that feeling because it doesn't make me feel lighter. It's just painful. It's more painful coming out than it is going in my opinion. Let me apologize to your new listeners that have tuned in to the last few episodes and think that the show is only about fire poop and throwing up in your mouth. Believe me, it gets better, folks. P.S. I have thrown up in my mouth, but it's only been when I was drunk and in the backseat of someone's car. Not fun. That's probably to you because you're taking probiotics or vitamin on an empty stomach. You should always take that stuff with a little bit of food. I was taking an antibiotic, actually. With you taking a week off, at least I won't feel so far behind since I will have less to catch up on. But of course, I'm going to send this when you will receive it after getting back and have more content than you probably needed. Hope it's a great vacation. Love, Leo. I added that. He did not say love. I just added that. Yeah, I have a little bit happened. I didn't take notes. So you guys are going to probably get an abridged version because I'm not going to remember everything that happened. So sorry. I was truly and legitimately taking a break. And so much so that I didn't even call Daniel and give him updates to play on the show when he was. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get rejuvenated. And so that's what I did. So I will go back. We had a weekend. I have no idea what I did on the weekend. This is the weekend before, but I'm going to run you guys through what I did and just hit the highlights. And we're going to try to finish this today, but if not today, tomorrow. So Sunday, got up, got packed, went to the airport. Everything was fine, got to the airport. My flights were all fine. Our airport is going through some construction, but it's looking, it's going to be great. It's already a pretty good airport, but it's going to be really great. And more like a real airport, you know, because it's out in the sticks. It's in the middle of cow fields. But I was able to get through, no big deal. Got through security, went, you know, caught my flight, and I had Whataburger for lunch. Because they have a Whataburger in the DFW airport, and my layover was in DFW, and so I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and have Whataburger now, because it's time to start cheating. But I did get a junior burger and not a regular size burger, because I was not hungry enough for a regular size burger. So that was pretty good, right? Also, I'm thinking Leo said it gets better. What about my life gets better than fire poop and throwing up in your mouth? I can't imagine, because I feel like those are funny at least, right? So had lunch, then got on my second flight from DFW to Las Vegas. Again, no biggie there. I did not get upgraded on my flight there. I did get one upgrade to first class on my way back. So there you go. My status is still helping me out. So anyway, we got to Vegas, and I had to wait longer than I wanted to for my luggage, but then started the nerves, because I was like, oh, I'm going to go, I'm going to meet a bunch of friends, you know, there. I'm going to tell them all about my podcast, and I'm going to get more listeners, and so this is going to be a really good thing for me, you know, and I'm going to, and you know, and it was fun. I had a fun time, but I spent a lot of the event trying to convince myself to go and do things because I'm an introvert. And even in the Pride 48 stuff where I know everybody, I would have to, I'd have to convince myself to leave my room a lot of times. So because it's just my people battery runs low really quickly. And so that was the start of me just trying. So I went and did my normal, which Joe Batance thinks is so funny, but I always go to a store when I get to a new place when I'm traveling and buy mouthwash and drinks, because I don't want to carry with me because it's a pretty big bottle. I mouthwash morning and evening. And so I just now go to a drugstore first thing when I get to a new place and then buy some mouthwash. But I also get Diet Mountain Dew because I like to have that in the refrigerator, because they never have that in the machines or the restaurants or anything like that for hotels. So I went and did that. Joe called me around that time and he was like, ugh, why are you doing that? I don't know. I don't know why going to the grocery store is a bad thing. I did that, got my supplies, and then went to the hotel. And let me tell you, this hotel was, well, you know, it was off strip. And I've never stayed off strip before, but so that was a little bit of a experience. But I will have to talk more about that on tomorrow's show. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. It's good to be back. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.